Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treeboiser.
Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary, made possible by Rotary District 7210.
Each week, we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People living by Rotary's motto of service above self.
And Jonah, today, our very special guest is Sister Margo Morris from Sprout Creek Farm, talking about environmental and agricultural benefits, using it for educational purposes.
Right.
So welcome to the show.
And good morning, Sister Margo.
Good morning.
All right. So where exactly is Sprout Creek Farm?
Sprout Creek Farm is actually in the town of LaGrange,
despite
the fact that its address is Poughkeepsie.
Okay. And that's in Dutchess County. And
in our talk radio, our Hudson Valley Talk Radio listening area.
That's right. And what do you do at Sprout Creek Farm?
Well, I personally am the director of Sprout Creek Farm, and I'm also the one of the founders.
Oh, is that right?
Of Sprout Creek Farm and its predecessor, called The Farm, which was begun on a campus of a school in 1982.
Oh.
So I've been at this a while.
And this is a working farm with, like, pigs and chickens and cows and wheat and things like that?
Yes, it's a working 200-acre farm.
200 acres? I didn't realize it was that big, even though I'm slightly aware of it. 200 acres?
Yes, and we have two dairies, cow dairy and a goat dairy.
Okay.
We have pigs and chickens and ducks and cats and all, you know, turkeys and all the wonderful kind of smaller animals. As well, but we have the two dairies so that we can make cheese, and we make 15 or 16 different kinds of cheese as well.
And who comes to the farm? Who works the farm? How does this roll into the educational? Who are the students, and where does the cheese come from?
Oh, I love it.
So, yeah.
This is, the umbrella is education. The whole reason why we began this crazy venture was to educate young people. Having been a teacher, it was kind of determined by a few of us on the faculty of an independent school a long time ago that students really needed some sort of educational experience where they began at the beginning and not in the middle of learning. Most of them at that time, and still, I think, really felt the only goal was to get into college, and then the only goal was to make money. But where was the life? Where was the soul? Where was the heart? And that's what we really tried to do by creating an environment that is typical of Americana everywhere.
So the beginning idea started on, assumably, on this independent school campus where you were on the faculty.
Yes.
And then one thing led to another, and now you're in LaGrange.
Yes, for the last 20-plus years.
20-plus years on 200 acres.
Yes.
So now that you're obviously a sustainable farm up on its own, do the students come into the farm, onto the facility, onto the grounds, and where do they come from?
Well, good questions. The students really come from everywhere. Naturally, those that come for programs that are day-long programs or even a part of a day are local, and I would say the radius is anywhere from, Pauling to up to Rhinebeck, across to Highland. And then down.
So these are public, independent, private schools and parochial schools, I'm assuming, any type of. So, and do you create the curriculum?
Yes. We create the curriculum with the help of the person making the reservation, whether it's a teacher or an administrator in the school.
From that other school district.
Right. Or also organizations.
Whatever.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Other organizations such as?
Well, there might be Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, it could be any agency like the Green Teens from Cornell.
Gotcha.
Maybe come on a regular basis.
Uh-huh.
So it
could be a day. When I'm talking about curriculum, you could sign before we go into that, where would you go for a website or contact information for our listeners if there's somebody out there who's this is exactly what I've been looking for?
Okay, The website is www.sproutcreekfarm.org.
Give us that again, Sister Margo.
www.sproutcreekfarm.org.
And folks at home, get a pencil and paper because we're going to repeat that website at the second part of the show. So, Sister Margaret, we have students coming onto the farm.
Yes.
Do they just watch other people do things or do they get to, like, milk the cow themselves? And
if they're
the
in a residential program, which we also have, and those young
people... Does that mean you can spend the night?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Many nights. It depends on what
program. So you get
program.
Up with the cock-a-doodle-doo
yes.
when you're on a farm,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, yes. And those people, those young people, do the milking because they're there early enough to do that.
Right.
And they're there
and that's
late
why,
enough to do
and
that.
And that's why they're there.
Yes.
Part of the agenda
yes.
there. Part of the curriculum, mm-hmm. I should say.
So their curriculum includes all of the chores, and that sort of creates the parenthesis around the day so that they begin and end, well, not really end, but they their day is governed by the chore schedule.
Right.
And then the day program students come for a variety of things having to do with, it may have to do with ecological sensitive ecological systems that are located around the farm and on the land. It may have to do with growing vegetables. It may have to do with anything that doesn't involve specifically their ability to actually milk because they're not here at the right times.
So right.
We just don't treat the farm like it's a zoo. So,
all right. Well, now, Sister Margo Morris, I should say, of the Sprout Creek Farm, let's say we've got grandparents or parents listening to Hudson Valley Talk Radio this morning, and they say, well, that sounds like fun. I'd like to take my children there for a day, but they're not part of an organized group of Cub Scouts or Brownies or Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, or a school. Do you have individual families visiting?
Yes, we do. I think probably the best possibility for people looking for something for their children or grandchildren to do is to bring them to summer camp. We have both day camp and overnight camp.
Wow.
And it's approximately 8 weeks of day camp, and you can sign up a week at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And it is approximately 10 weeks of overnight camp. All different age groups in different kinds of programs.
And is this all year round when if it's a 10-week course?
That's the summer camp.
The summer camp.
So that's why I was imagining that it would be best for people who really want to get their kids immersed in something unusual and fun and outside and wholesome to get involved in the summer camp.
Now, all these visiting groups, I assume that there's cost involved and tuitions or fees or whatever to go to camp. Is that how the farm is sustained?
Well, partly
is
through
that the
tuitions.
Underwriting? Partly. And then what else do you do? Are you a nonprofit or are you a... Okay.
Yes,
so you're 501c3.
We are 501c3, and we do depend heavily on donations.
Mm-hmm.
There is a tremendous amount of overhead when you introduce children into an agricultural setting.
Environment, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
You need to keep basically a faculty trained and on.
Where does the faculty come from?
They're all college graduates, graduate students, and they come from often from places like Vassar and Bard,
mm-hmm.
Marist. And so it's kind of interesting. They often come from local colleges, but also across the country.
Now, how did you get involved in this? Did you grow up on a farm, Sister Margo?
No, I did not. So this is a very kind of an interesting evolution. When I was teaching in a school, I was teaching English literature in a high school.
Uh-huh.
And I... really, it was about, began this because of what I envisioned young people really needed as a base for their education. And because I'm a certain age, I can remember despite the fact that I didn't grow up on a farm, I knew lots of people who did grow up on farms, and I knew lots of people who had family who did. That was gone by the time I was teaching.
But you know what? We're going to find out more about your involvement with the Sprout Creek Farm and how Sister Margo Morris helps young people learn about the environment and about agriculture. But first, let's remind our listeners they're in tune with Radio Rotary on Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast and on iTunes at www.radiorotary.org. My name is Jonah Treebois, and my co-host is the lovely Sarah O'Connell, our very special guest, Sister Margo Morris of Sprout Creek Farm. And Sarah, who brings us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, this week, Radio Rotary is sponsored by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Arlington, Poughkeepsie, Brewster, Cairo, Congress Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Goshen, Highland Hyde Park, Kinderhook Tri-Village, Kingston, and Kingston Sunrise.
And we'll be back with more Radio Rotary after these important messages.
The 1,200,000 women and men of Rotary have accomplished extraordinary things. They've taught millions of people to read, worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling childhood disease from the face of the planet. But each of those 1,200,000 women and men know they could accomplish so much more if only they were 1,200,001. Find out what an impact one person can make. Learn about Rotary at Rotary.org.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
Do you want to make a difference in the world?
Now you can by participating in Rotary International's Peace Fellowship Program.
If you live or work in the Hudson Valley, you too can be part of the next generation of peace leaders.
You can earn a master's degree or a professional certificate in peace and conflict studies at one of seven Rotary Peace Centers in the United States or around the world.
To learn more about this program, call Bill Bassett before April 1st at 845-361-4732. That's 361-4732.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio and online at HudsonValleyTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary. I'm Sarah O'Connell, and I'm joined by my co-host, Jonah Treebwasser. Happy New Year again, Jonah. I'm going to say that for like the first entire quarter of the year. How about that?
Okay.
And today we are talking about... We are talking with Margo Morris, who is the executive director of Sprout Creek Farm. And what we're discussing is education, agricultural, and environmental issues in our community. And Sprout Creek Farm is an educational facility.
And
is
remind
that right?
us, remind us,
That's
Sister correct. Margo, where it's located.
It's located in LaGrange.
200 acres?
200 acres, yes.
Sustainable farm.
Well, as sustainable as we can make it.
Okay. It takes a lot of energy, a lot of work, and a lot of commitment.
You've got educational programs for young people, summer camp, scouts are welcome, right?
And it's all
detailed on your website, which is?
It is www.sproutcreekfarm.org.
Folks at home, get a pencil and paper. We will repeat that in just a second. So, Sister Margo, people who listen to the show love to know about a little bit about our guests. What order are you a member of?
A member of the Society of the Sacred Heart.
Okay.
And where did you teach, out of curiosity? So we've talked a lot about your educational background, that you were an English teacher, English literature.
Yes.
Is that right? And
That's
you
correct.
Taught for how many years?
Oh, 15 years.
15
before
years?
Before starting the farm.
Before the farm. Mm-hmm. And where did you teach?
I taught at the Convent of the Sacred Heart in Greenwich, Connecticut.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Sacred Heart, I had some friends that went there.
Did you?
Was it an all-girls school?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's got to be the same one. They all know how to read and write very well. I just want to report.
You know, I got to say something. In today's world, everyone's penmanship has, I won't say going to, we're in a handbasket because the sister's with us, but everyone's penmanship has deteriorated because all the kids today are taught to type on a typewriter from the age of like six.
Well, from the womb,
right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I always know when someone has a parochial school education because the handwriting is perfect. That old Pittman,
that
you know.
Cursive, and right. They didn't call it script either. It was
no.
Cursive handwriting.
No, and you're such a friendly, lovely person. I'm bet that old canard about the sister hit me over the knuckles with a ruler if my penmanship wasn't good. You never did that, did you?
Nope, not at the Sacred Art School.
Nope. And our order never did that either.
Sister Margot Morris of the Sprout Creek Farm is our guest on Radio Rotary, and we're talking about the educational programs available at this a beautiful facility and how they're teaching young people about agriculture and the environment. And is the idea maybe we'll get some people to take over farming? Because, you know, we used to have a lot of farms in Dutchess County and throughout the Hudson Valley, and there are fewer and fewer, and fewer people who want to follow in the grandfather or father's footsteps into farming. Is that one of the goals here, Sister Margot?
Yes, of course it is. What we're trying to do really, I think, is come up with a slightly different farming structure, because the family farm and the amount of work and attention and responsibility, which is 24/7, yeah. is really not attractive to mm-hmm. young people today. And that's why they're not taking over their family farms
right.
and they're collapsing. So, but there are new models for making it possible for young people to farm. And many, many, many want to, but just not be 24/7. Mm-hmm. And
well,
tied to it.
Isn't it not just the responsibility and the time commitment? Isn't there a financial issues trying to be financially, you know, make it make sense from a business standpoint? Isn't that not a challenge as well?
It is. And what's happening today is pretty exciting. Whereas some time ago, a farmer might choose something very specific to focus on, either dairy or beef or,
right.
you know,
alfalfa.
Yeah, a crop of some
crop
sort.
Crop of some sort, yeah.
What is happening now is that these young people are coming out of all sorts of schools, not just ag schools, with an array of things that they might do to add value to whatever raw material they start with. So some of them have started restaurants on farms. They've started... What we did to help support ours is to start a creamery.
And so you sell your dairy products?
Yes, we sell our
what
cheese.
What label?
Sprout Creek Farm,
oh.
and it's sold at Adams, and it's sold
really?
All over New York. And we make about 40,000 pounds a year.
Oh, my.
And we sell it in our store right on the farm
itself.
As well.
How about by mail on your website?
Yes, we do it.
Okay.
And you
I'll
can find that
address.
There, too.
Well, that sounds great.
That's amazing, the distribution all over the state.
All over the nation, actually.
Really?
Yes.
Really? And how do you make that leap? Do you have a professional distributor?
Well, we do now. It's taken us many years to break into
the national market.
Yeah.
My goodness.
And do you have the bottling plant right there on the Sprout Creek Farm in LaGrange?
It's cheese, so we don't need bottles.
Oh, you don't sell milk. Oh,
nope.
I see. It's just all cheese. You
all cheese.
Make it there. You wrap it there.
Yep.
Label it. Wow.
Yes.
And everybody can come and watch
Age
that.
It. Yes. Yes. Well, it's part of the education as well.
Okay.
It kind of completes the cycle from soil to table. Which
uh-huh.
was the idea in the first place many years ago. And it took us a long time to
yeah.
get there. But
I will say that I have very good friends, lifetime friends that are full-time residents in New York City. And one thing that they love about coming up to visit me here in the country, as they refer to it, is the Hudson Valley products. The Hudson
yeah.
Valley, that kind of stamp of authentic Hudson Valley produce, whatever, mm-hmm. fill in the blank. It could be, you know, the beef, the cheese, the all the green vegetables, the green markets, the wine, they are completely romanced by this. So here's another example, Sprout Creek Farm
right.
cheese.
You know, and there's a big move now, Sarah, to buy locally because, you know, in today's environment where gasoline is, you know, $3.50, 70, 80 cents a gallon, and God knows how much diesel is, mm-hmm. to truck produce in to the Hudson Valley to our various supermarkets. It makes no sense when we've got local producers, local farmers, people like the Sprout Creek
Farm. Use our own resources. And certainly Adams is an example. We'll give them a plug. A wonderful family-owned business that we've all watched grow from literally a vegetable stand to the big shops.
Very exciting.
Markets that they are today. And they make a point of including and marketing and promoting Hudson Valley products.
So, Sister Margaret Morris of Sprout Creek Farm, do you know of anybody who came to your summer camp or your day work or educational programs and then became a farmer? Has anyone called back and said, Sister, I've become a farmer?
Oh, yes.
Tell us about it.
Oh, yes. There are several, and several have become vets, but large animal vets.
Oh, all right.
Some are involved in environmental law. Some are involved in advocacy for the family farmer for small farms.
Mm-hmm.
And these young people that came to us basically you can say they self-selected.
Right.
Because why would they have come in the first place if they had no interest?
Mm-hmm.
So they come to us, and usually in a summer program, they develop this kind of passion for whatever it is they're going to go into.
Right.
But I say they self-select because in the summer programs, young people come to us as individuals. Their families send them or whatever it is, but they're not mm-hmm. coming as a class
right.
where they have to come.
Mm-hmm.
So they choose.
They're predisposed. They have a predisposition to the interest of this, or like you mentioned, law, an affiliated livelihood, an affiliated business or trade, profession,
right.
profession, that's the word I'm groping
sure.
for. Very interesting. Must be very rewarding.
I'm willing to bet some parents right now, even though it's a little bit cold outside and a little bit early to think about this, are starting to make their plans for summer camp. What's the average day like in your summer camp program at the Sprout Creek Farm System, Margo Morris? Is it all work and no play, or do they get to ride horses and stuff?
Oh, they enjoy it even when it is work, but because they don't recognize it as work.
Yeah.
And let me just clarify, we don't have horses because we don't have four-legged RVs. That's something that children can kind of have access to
right.
many different ways, but they can't get on someone's farm very easily and actually milk cows, milk goats,
mm-hmm.
Feed pigs, collect eggs, and all that sort of thing. What do they do? Well, as I was saying before, they begin their day, if they're in a residential program, and it doesn't matter if they're 10 years old or 18 years old, mm-hmm. they still begin their day milking cows and goats and feeding the animals and watering them. And so there's a lot of learning that goes on there. Then there are, depending on their age, there may be a seminar period where certain discussions take place about food or about the environment or about our place in it all and how we can do things better. And then there is usually a time when they maybe make, they might make bread or they might churn butter, they make cheese. They'll make something or they'll preserve something, make pickles, whatever.
Boy, it all sounds like a lot of fun.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
They love it. They absolutely
Sister,
love it.
We're almost
and
out of time.
Right. There's no work involved.
But
it's all very creative, hands-on.
Right.
Go ahead,
we're almost
Sister.
Out of time, so please give us that website one more time.
www.sproutcreekfarm.org.
And Sister Margaret Morris of Sprout Creek Farm, thank you so much for all you do for education and for joining us today on Radio Rotary.
Yes, this has been fascinating. And go cheese!
So
go
right.
cheese!
And who supplies the cheese to us this week for bringing us Radio Rotary?
Well, this week, Radio Rotary is sponsored by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the clubs of Millbrook, Newburgh, New City, New Paltz, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Port Jervis, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster.
Sarah O'Connell, this is Jonah Trebois. So thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next Friday morning at 9 for another edition of Radio Rotary, exclusively on Hudson Valley Talk Radio. Jettelson Giordano & Siegel, CPA PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Jettelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.